Welcome to the Beamsville Church of Christ online ministry. This week's message is titled, Zechariah and the Angel. Thank you to Dave, Glynis, Don, and everybody else who made the service possible. The scripture reading is Zechariah 1, 8-11. Happy birthday this week to Ivy.
Zechariah 1, 8-11 says, During the night, I had a vision, and there before me was a man mounted on a red horse. He was standing amongst the myrtle trees in a ravine. Behind him were red, brown, and white horses. I asked, What are these, my lord? The angel who was talking with me answered, I'll show you what they are. Then the man standing among the myrtle trees explained, They are the ones the Lord has sent to go throughout the earth. And they reported to the angel of the Lord who was standing amongst the myrtle trees, We have gone throughout the earth and found the whole world at rest and in peace.
Thank you, everyone, for being with us today. We appreciate it very much. There's an interesting story, and I've reread it several times this past week, and it reminds me so much of The Wizard of Oz. It's the book of Zechariah, and it is unique. It has winged animals flying through the air. It has just crazy things all the way through. But what is this all about, this book of Zechariah? It's a call to repentance. God wanted this temple of the Lord to be built. And this is where I stop. They were going to build a building, a temple of the Lord. But how many of us know what the temple of the Lord is? It's us. We are the temple of the Lord. We need to keep it clean. We are the temple of the Lord. We need to trust it. The temple of the Lord is God living in us and declaring it. So it's interesting in this book, there is this angel that just keeps showing up. And Israel multiple times had given up. They quit worshiping. They returned to idol worship, which was nothing at all. So there's this angel that comes along, helping Zechariah to rebuild the temple of the Lord, to be the temple of the Lord, and to share the temple of the Lord, which we can do as well. But it's done in such a unique way that it's unique. I just want to share a couple of scriptures with you today. I asked, who are these winged things? And the angel who was talking with me answered, I will show you who they are and what they are. Then the man standing among the myrtle trees explained, they are the ones the Lord has sent to go out throughout the earth. And they reported to the angel, we have gone all throughout the earth and the whole world at rest. And we have found peace. Have we found peace? The angel of the Lord said, Lord Almighty, how long will you withhold mercy? And the angel said, we share mercy. So proclaim further. This is what the Lord Almighty says. My towns will again overflow with prosperity, and comfort will come to all in Zion and everywhere. And then, Wizard of Oz kind of thing, all of a sudden there's a man who just appears. And he's a man that's measuring things out in the land. I looked and there before me was a man measuring everything out, to measure Jerusalem, to find out how wide and how long it is. And the angel was speaking and said, run. Understand who these people are. They're a great number. They have livestock. They have sheep of all kinds. Come, O Zion, escape. Escape from Babylon. Babylon was somewhat of an enemy type thing. Wanted nothing to do with spirituality except for idols. And as all we know, I suspect all of us have some kind of idols in our world. Idols that maybe we shouldn't be really dealing with. Here all of a sudden, Zechariah has to stop. And he says, shout and be glad, O daughter of Zion, for I am coming and I will live among you. That was thousands of years ago, and he's with us today. God would never, ever make a promise and back away from it. Never. And his promise is, you are my child. I love you. And part of me lives in you. I knew you. I knew you before you were born. And I'm with you still now. So I thought that was so cool. Back in the Old Testament, thousands of years ago, and I got, wow, this is just like it is today. Maybe the language is a bit different, but it's the idea of the Lord wanting us to be holy. Now, back then, it was like a holy land, a holy this, a holy that. But for us, it's holiness means we want to be part of God in all things of life, which is not sometimes easy. But that's who we are. That's what God has called us to be. So this interesting book in Zechariah talks about winged animals flying through the air. Wizard of Oz again. But they're coming to the earth with a promise. Away from idols. Come close to God. He will come close to you. And then the angel started to speak again, and he said, look what is appearing before us. There are baskets. There are different things floating around in the air. And he looks up, and there is this angel, who again reminds us and speaks to us that God is in charge of all things and that we are loved by him. And there's this man coming in his vision. And his name is the Branch. Anyone remember who the Branch is? It's Jesus himself. Thousands of years before, he's always been. Years mean no difference to the Branch. He is God himself, seen through Jesus. And all throughout Old and New Testament, you'll find that word branch. And the word branch is Jesus himself. And he comes again with compassion. And this person loves these people, the poor people especially, the oppressed people, people whose hearts are heavy. These people where the Almighty God has special attention to them. Just as for those of us who have been parents, when our babies are born, we care for them. We love them. And we don't go like, okay, when they're 12 years old, okay, where you go? Off you go. No, no. That's never it. It's I'm with you now forever. And I always have. So in 2 Chronicles, and this is part of it all, it says this, and many of you will remember these words. I think they're profound. If my people, who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. This is what the Lord Almighty says. In those days, men and women of all nations will come together, and they will come together and hear the word of the Lord. And this helps us as we remember in this story. Concludes with these words. The children will see life and be joyful. Their hearts will rejoice in the Lord. I will signal for them and gather them in. Surely I will redeem them. They will be as numerous as before, and distant lands will not longer be distant, but coming together as one. And so the Lord said to me, take again these beautiful praises. The young and the old will be healed, and the sheep will be plenty, and no one will be hungry anymore. We haven't got that far. In this world, there are people who are hungry. And so scriptures like this remind us of just sharing with others, because chapter 14, a day of the Lord is coming, and it will be found from nation to nation. But remember, the Lord is king over the entire earth, and his name is the only name. He is Lord God Almighty. And we conclude. On that day, holy to the Lord will be inscribed, this is so cool, will be inscribed on the bells of horses, on the cooking pots, in the Lord's house, will be like sacred bowls in front of the altar. Every pot in Jerusalem and Judah will be holy to the Lord Almighty, and all who come to sacrifice will take some of the pots and cook in them. And on that day, there will no longer be a Canaanite, an enemy, if you will, of the house. The Lord God Almighty made a promise thousands of years ago, and that promise is true for us still today. Amen.
Thanks for watching or listening. The Beamsville Church of Christ meets at 4900 John Street, Beamsville, Ontario. Scripture quotations marked NIV, taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version, NIV. Copyright 2011 by Biblica, Inc. Used by permission, all rights reserved worldwide. You can learn more about the congregation on our Facebook page or at beamsvillechurchofchrist.ca.